Weather conditions across the Midwest over the balance of this week is going to be a bit varied, with some good drying conditions likely in some of the easternmost fringes of the region, while a lot of cold and wet weather occurs in parts of the west. The biggest culprit of all the problems we're going to have this week across the Midwest is an upper-level cutoff low-pressure system that is expected to form on Wednesday across portions of Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. The low-pressure system, once it forms, will be nearly stationary for a 2 or 3 day period before finally drifting to the east and on its way out of the region. But in response to this upper-level low, we'll have several days of rainfall across the region, the earliest of which will likely occur Tuesday into Wednesday across some of the western Corn Belt, and it will likely be moderate to heavy at times across parts of Iowa, southern Wisconsin, southeastern Minnesota, maybe northern Missouri, and portions of northwestern or northern sections of Illinois. All depends on exact orientation of the upper-level low-pressure system that will determine who gets the greatest amounts of rain. The precipitation event will be preceded by some very warm weather and an opportunity for some fieldwork to evolve across some of the eastern Midwest. The temperatures tomorrow afternoon will be in the 80s across many areas from Kansas and Missouri into Illinois and Indiana, and perhaps again on Wednesday afternoon across many areas from southern Michigan southward into the Delta. These areas, again, will be in the 80s. We'll expect 70s in the rest of the eastern Midwest, so soil temperatures will be rising and the opportunity for evaporation to accelerate a little bit across the region will be very good. There will be an opportunity for some fieldwork to take place, even in the areas that have been rather wet here recently. It's still not an ideal situation, but with the opportunity for rain coming back into the eastern Midwest as we get into the end of this week and into early next week, that the odds are good that at least a few farmers out there will decide to go ahead and put some seed in the ground, even if it isn't perfect planting conditions. In the western Corn Belt, it's a little bit different situation. The soil temperatures are not even quite warm enough yet for seed germination. And in those few fields that are warm enough, we're going to see a significant cool-off as we move forward through the second half of this week, as those afternoon temperatures are only limited to the 40s and 50s, with lows in the 20s and 30s, the soil temperatures will plummet even lower from where they are today. And therefore, planting at this point might be a little bit of a risk for those areas that have wet fields. The odds of seed rot would become fairly high in those locations. So the western Corn Belt will probably not see much planting outside of Nebraska and Kansas and a few locations in Missouri over the course of this week. The precipitation potentials for this week are still impressive. For the areas I mentioned, those areas will all receive 1 to 3 inches of precipitation by the end of the weekend. Again, those areas are Illinois, parts of Missouri, parts of Iowa, and southern Wisconsin, maybe southeastern Minnesota. Not everybody will see the exact amount of rain that will be 2 to 3 inches, but there will be quite a few areas there that will see rain on a frequent basis, limiting any opportunity for field work. Now, the further east you go in the Midwest, the more infrequent the precipitation is likely to be, and portions of Ohio may be able to work fields through a fair amount this week. Same may be true for eastern Kentucky and a handful of locations, maybe in southeastern Michigan. The temperatures will become a little bit cooler in the eastern Midwest as we get into the weekend and the early part of next week after being fairly warm early this week. We'll look for high temperatures in the entire Midwest, running mostly in the upper 50s and 60s over the weekend and early next week, followed by lows mostly in the 30s and 40s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.